Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. And welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's amazing to be back. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And a brand new biblical question to start the year out. Welcome to 2025. A brand new biblical question to start the year. And it's a perfect, juicy question to start the year out. For those who are working on themselves, it's not for everybody. Only those who want it. Do you have character? What is it? Do you have character? What is it? What is it? Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So, what an amazing day to be returning to. Today is Thursday, and it's the first Thursday of January 2025. The first Thursday. So, every first Thursday of the month, we have the men's forum. And so, the very first day back to work for us, at least, it's the men form tonight. Isn't that amazing? Get ready, guys. It's going to start out with a bang. Either you're going to change this year or you're not. No more playing around. So get ready. And so the men's form is tonight at 7 p.m. And not only is this the men form tonight, today is Thursday. And because we love the Christians. We love the Christian. Thursdays, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, look!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The
like, if you don't They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. Amazing. So, welcome back, as I said. You're going to be, if not today, you're going to see at least some of my experts today and the rest tomorrow. They are back and ready to rock and roll. They are ready. And but first, I want to say thank you to all of you out there who sent us Christmas cards and gifts and packages and just wished us well and expressed how grateful you are that your lives are changing and that you are being helped. And you show a great appreciation to all of us here at the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and Bond and the Fallen State. So thank you for that. I do not take that for granted. Matter of fact, it was overwhelming. So thank you. I had no idea. Really, I had no idea. So thank you from all of us. I'm sure you'll be hearing from the other guys as they do their shows today. But thank you from all of us. And this year, you have my word that we all will give you our best. We will give you our best. We're going to continue to work on ourselves so that we can give the best to you as well. So that we can give the best to you. And I understand, and those who are waking up are starting to understand that our battle is a spiritual battle, is a warfare between good and evil. Right versus wrong, it's a spiritual battle. It's not physical at all, zero. And those who are working on themselves are starting to see that. So we're going to continue to work on ourselves. And for those who want it around the world, I hope you continue to work on yourself. You are responsible for you, and no one else is. We had an amazing year last year working on self. Some people stood with it, stayed with it, and some didn't. And that's just how it is on this journey. Some will start it and fall away. Some will start and they get way down the road and be distracted and taken away either by the spirit of evil in their minds or from other people who don't want them to succeed. They want to keep people in hell with them by attacking them or whatever they do, right? And so some people get distracted by that. But there are the few men and women, who say, you know what? Nothing's stopping me. I'm not going back into that hell. And they lose it all for what is right, for the truth. They lose their family members. They lose their so-called friends, relationships, and everything. And you may have to pay that price for what is right. What does it profit a man that he doesn't give up the world? You got to give up the world in order to see the world. You got to let it go. You know what I mean? And so we're going to do it this year. It was an amazing year last year. The women's forum, men's forum, Sunday services, counseling, all that stuff. It was an amazing year, and it went by just like that. And so I want to encourage you to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I don't care who says what about you or who turned against you or who stand with you. Be willing to get on that straight and narrow and stand alone. Really, just stand alone. Because no one can travel this path with you anyway. You must be willing. As a matter of fact, for those who love their parents, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. You got to give up your parents and everybody for this. You can't love your parents and love what's right at the same time. So you got to get it all up. Isn't that amazing? You got to let it all go. you got to give up a life in order to have life. You got to give up the phony life to have the real deal. And believe me, I'm saying this, but it doesn't have to be this way, what I'm about to say. It's a hard journey. It is not easy. But yet it is easy. And the reason not easy, because we have so many false identities and so many things that we're looking for that get in the place of what is right. It takes the place. And most people don't want to give up the false self. Who will I be if I'm not angry? Who will I be if I'm not jealous and revengeful and want to hurt others? Who will I be if I'm not looking for love, if I'm not this, I'm not that? And they don't want to give up a life. But ain't no way around it. If you want a life, you got to give up the false life. You got to let it go. That is the way it is. And when you let that false life go, perfect peace will be yours. The kingdom of heaven is on the other side of hell. You got to go through hell, the hell that's in you, because it's all inside of you. Isn't that amazing? And so I wish you well this year, according to Matthew 7, 13 to 14. This is just a reminder for you to stay on that straight and narrow path. Enter by the narrow gates. Enter by the narrow gates. That's the road that leads to destruction is wide and spacious. And many take it. But it is a narrow gate and a hard road that leads to life. And only a few find it. That is the truth. It's so amazing that you have to have a made-up mind. So I want to encourage you to get on that straight and narrow and just stay there. Because one thing for sure, and without a doubt, you're living on hell. Earth is hell. Or it could be heaven for you. It's already hell for you, but you can overcome the hell and earth can be paradise right here. Earth can be heaven for you or hell. And for all people, until they let go of the anger and return to love, is hell for them. Pure hell. Don't tell me you ain't catching hell right now. You woke up this morning deciding, who can I hate? Who can I be mad at? Who can I judge? All for the thrill of it, for your hell. Because that's your nature. You have no love. You have zero love. Zero. No such thing as a good human being. It doesn't, there's no good in a human being. So get ready and stay ready. And according to Matthew 10:24 or 20:28, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Fear him rather who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Amazing, huh? Don't fear the one that can destroy the body. Fear those who can destroy the soul. You have your work cut out. It's up to you. But we're going to give you our best. Whatever that is, we're going to give you our best this year. It's been amazing. I had a very, very, very amazing time off. Didn't do a lot. Didn't want to do a lot. I did a few things, but not a lot. And it was amazing. I'm back. I'm ready to rock and roll. So, and as I said, you got to be here for my experts. some of them this morning, others tomorrow, and you'll hear from them on their shows. So we have the Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, as usual, from 9 to 11 a.m., thehakereport.com. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black, he's back on fire at 11 a.m. And then at 12 noon, listen up for this announcement. Brand new announcement. Because I'm trying to set it up when we can get others involved in this rotation of the network, All Men 24-Hour Talk Network. So starting today at 12 noon, not 4 p.m., reset your calendar. It's at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 12 noon, live, Monday through Friday. So get ready for that. And then I have a couple more. I'm just trying to line it up in the right way, make it happen. A new host that's going to be hosting on the Punchy TV, on Punchy.TV and YouTube here. So get ready for an amazing year. I don't know what's going to happen. I am yet waiting to see. And having a see-what-happens attitude about all things. It's the way to live. I do want to tell you, our theme for this year for the fellowship, the whole year, I want to encourage you to stay present. Practice, stand aware, staying present. Meaning, not be lost in your imagination. In your thoughts. Your thoughts are not your own. Your thoughts are not the thoughts of God. They're not your own. So, if you were to just stay present this year, practice it. Get it in and out of your car, walking from one room to another. Sometimes when you're standing and talking to others, you get caught up, bring yourself back, be aware. You got to practice being present. And in being present, everything going to work for you. It will be done for you and through you. So the theme for this year, fellowship, practice being present. I want you to know that it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Here on earth. This is hell on earth. This is the Old Testament. The New Testament is inside of you. The kingdom is within. We're taking all calls. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. And yes, we're going to the Bible Thumpers. But we're taking all calls. 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Some of you know there was a terrorist attack, according to the reports, a terrorist attack in New Orleans on yesterday. And I'm not surprised when I heard it. Not surprised. What do you expect to happen? Our borders have been wide open for 4 years, wide open. Our government have invited the people, just come on in, no matter where you are coming from, whomever you are, whatever your intent is, come on down. No problem. We're going to take care of you. We'll feed you. We'll put you up. We'll give you a free phone. We'll give you free education. We'll give you free everything. And we have had our enemies coming in from around the world. So I wasn't surprised about the terrorist attack, and wouldn't be surprised if we have more in another, you know, however. Our government have done this to us. The people that you voted for have done this to the American citizens. I remember we used to report on things like this happening in Europe and overseas and all those places. Never imagined that it would happen here because I never imagined that our government, the representatives were so evil. They only think about themselves and not about we the people at all. And I don't expect them to care about us. I don't need them to care about me. I need them to work for me, to have a strong military to protect us. But that's not the case. I'm thinking that when Trump get in there, it will change somewhat. But it's a mess. So according to NBC News, at least 15 people were killed and dozens injured in a truck ramming attack in Bourbon Street, on Bourbon Street, New Orleans, earlier Wednesday. Authorities says a 42-year-old man deliberately drove into the New Year's crowd, then opened fire on police before being killed in a shootout. I'm not surprised, not at all. And I doubt, unless your head been buried in the sand all the last 4 years, I doubt if there's one American citizen who is surprised by this. Really. They have all kind of people in our country now. Look at the crime rate through the roof. And other countries have released their inmates and sent them to our country. And our government love it. The Democrats and the Republicans, especially the right-o Republicans. Be not deceived. The Republicans are not for you either, at least not the right-o ones. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, there would be no Republican Party. It would just be namesake only. That's a rhino. Fox News, an ISIS flag was located in the vehicle, and the FBI is working to determine the subject's potential association and affiliation with the terrorist organization. Why is this from NBC?
In the opening hours of the new year, terror on the streets of New Orleans. Cell phone video capturing the scene of bodies sprawled out along the city's famed Bourbon Street.
Responses from Allen Bourbon.
The wounded being treated while still laying in the road.
We're dealing with EMS right now. Right now, we're working in a triage area.
Video courtesy of Earth Cam showing police racing towards the carnage where a driver plowed his pickup truck into the crowds in the historic French Quarter. In this video, you can see the truck getting around a police cruiser, blocking the entrance to Bourbon, then racing through the street packed with revelers, killing as many as 15 and injuring dozens of others.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
Police say the suspect started his attack at 3:15 a.m. local, first using his car as a weapon, mowing people down at high speed on the three blocks between Canal and Conti Streets before crashing into a crane. He died in a shootout with police. This video capturing the sound of gunshots. Two police officers were shot and injured.
Amazing. When I look at that, it looked like it's overseas somewhere, right? But no, it's right here in America, on our land, our soil. Right here. It's not overseas. It's right here. Who would have thought our government would set us up like this? Who would have thought? All for the votes and the money and the free labor. They don't care about anything but themselves. Here's the identity of the suspected driver and the items found in the vehicle. Watch this.
The FBI, the lead agency on the investigation, identified the suspect as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. citizen from Texas, and they're still hunting additional potential co-conspirators.
We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible.
The FBI says Jabbar was driving a rented Ford pickup truck.
An ISIS flag was located on the trailer hitch of the vehicle, and the FBI is working to determine the subject's potential associations and affiliations with terrorist organizations.
The FBI says also found in the truck, weapons and an improvised explosive device, plus two IEDs found elsewhere in the French Quarter, were rendered safe. According to Texas records, Jabbar had two misdemeanor charges in his past, one for theft and the other for driving with an invalid license. In a YouTube video posted 4 years ago, Jabbar identifies himself as a realtor and a Texas property manager.
So I'm born and raised in Beaumont, Texas, and now live in Houston.
In the video, he says he spent 10 years in the military as a human resources and IT specialist. The U.S. Army confirmed he served in the regular Army and then the Army Reserves, saying Jabbar deployed to Afghanistan from February 2009 to January 2010 and ended his service at the rank of staff sergeant.
Allahu Akbar, huh? What a mess. Biden says that the suspect posted a video on social media saying he was inspired by ISIS. This is from NBC News.
President Biden today saying the FBI has been briefing him on the killer.
Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he's inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill,
Amazing. And last but not least, the great white hope, Donald Trump, released a statement calling the incident an act of pure evil. This is from Fox News.
We just got a statement from President-elect Trump on the New Orleans attack. He says, quote, "When I said that the criminals coming in are far worse than the criminals we have in our country, that statement was constantly refuted by Democrats and the fake news media, but it turned out to be true.
Yeah.
The crime rate in our country is at a level that nobody has ever seen before. Our hearts are with all of the innocent victims and their loved ones, including the brave officers of the New Orleans Police Department. The Trump administration will fully support the city of New Orleans as they investigate and recover from this act of pure evil."
Amazing, right? Evil, pure evil. Human beings are evil. When I saw the press conference there in New Orleans, they had it was a little motley crowd. They had the mayor, they had the so-called FBI representative, a black female. They had just everybody showed up, one of 10 minutes of fame. That's why they showed up. And it was reported, I don't know, I didn't hear any more about it, but somewhere I heard that the so-called FBI or whoever she was, a black lady, said that, oh, this was not a terrorist attack, something like that. And then they found out they had to recant that because she didn't know what she was talking about. But when I saw the governor and the representatives there in Louisiana, I'm like, oh, my God. It was a full display of DEI. It was DEI at work. I mean, and I'm like, no wonder this happened in New Orleans. They have DEI. They have an old white woman for the police chief. Old white woman. Look like grandma. And she said, I'm the police chief, and I'm the police superintendent thing. And she's like, we tried to fish that barrel, but that man went around it. They got an old white woman for a police chief and then a black woman for the FBI or something like that. And then another black woman for the mayor of New Orleans. It was just DEI everywhere. Everybody in there, DEI. I'm like, well, no wonder they picked New Orleans. Not the best qualified people, but the DEI people. It was a mess. I'm like, we're in trouble. New Orleans, you're in trouble. Because they have everybody DEI. 888-7753-773. A quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. We got to catch up with the super chats. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, welcome back. 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. I just want to remind you, and for those who have not heard, introduce to you, GoldCo. GoldCo. And GoldCo is one of our amazing sponsors, and they have been rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. They have earned over 6,000 plus five stars reviews online, and they have won awards from Money.com 2024 Best Customer Service, 2023 Best Educational Resource. And GoldCo has agreed, hey, Jesse, okay, we'll give your listeners a special promo, special deal. For your listeners, qualified accounts will receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. I want to repeat that to make sure you heard it. If you qualify, qualified accounts will receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. All right. So I recommend that you run. Don't walk, but hurry to Jesse. LoveGold.com. Jesse loves gold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. If you don't take responsibility for your life now, when will you? And who will? Check out GoldCo. All right. Jesse loves gold. .com. Amazing. So welcome back. Welcome back. Hake is coming in. We got to get to the super chats. I want to really catch up on those. It's been a while. And I want to go, in the meantime, to Brandon, a first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Brandon. Happy New Year to you.
I just had a quick question for some guidance. Just a quick background, if I may. I'm okay. A 30-year-old male in a relationship with a single mother of three. She's 36 years old. I've been with her for over a year now. Been pretty bumpy lately. I think it's due to miscommunication of, like, you know, we're different cultures. And also just her not forgiving her ex-husband's adultery and, you know, things of the past. I've told her about this, and I feel like in her life, her father and her ex-husband have let her down, so she kind of has felt the need to pick up the role as the male in the house, and I think that's why we're butting heads a lot. I believe she was put in my life, you know, I believe God put her in my life, and, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I am. I guess my question is, am I doing what's correct being with a divorced woman, even though her husband committed adultery? I think in the Bible it says something about that being one of the reasons that's excusable. And am I doing what's right for the kid?
And how old is she?
She's 36 years old.
And you are how old?
30.
Have you been married before?
No.
Are you having any children?
No.
And this woman been married before. She has three children, right?
Yeah.
And so can you give me an example of what's wrong right now, what's going on between the two of you?
Yeah. So basically, I tell her, hey, listen, you know, I don't feel comfortable sometimes with you not allowing me to take the lead, right? I mean, I'm Cuban, and just in my family, it's always been the males, you know, as the head of the house.
Right.
And you know, and of course, the women after, and the children after that, Jesus before me, and God after, before that. So we always try to follow the order, but due to her, like, her father was an alcoholic, and he's, ever since, he's been great. He's been good for over 20 years. And her ex-husband had put her through that. And that was her only marriage right out of high school. So that's the only man she's ever known since. After that, it's been me.
And why do you, to her. And why do you think, are you living with her?
No. No, we live separately.
Oh, okay. How old are the children?
One is 16, the other is 10, and then one is 3.
Amazing. And so why do you think God would put her in your life?
She pushes me towards a better place when it comes to my relationship with God.
But how can she push you to your relationship with God when she's so evil?
Right. And
no, that was a question.
Well, yes. Basically when, even though we have our quarrels, she'll always remind me, hey, you know, we need to work on our relationship with God. I think that if we fix that, then we won't have any issues, you know, any little issues.
Why do you think God would give you an imperfect gift?
I don't think he would. I think.
So why would you think that this woman who has been married before, three children, one is 16, and you've never been married, you're younger than she is, she's all trouble, she got nothing but anger and trouble. Does that sound like a perfect gift?
No, it doesn't.
Why do you think God would give you an imperfect gift?
I believe it's his way of showing me that, you know, if he can forgive me for my past, you know, sins, then I could find it in my heart, you know, to forgive others and accept
right.
others.
And that's true, but that doesn't mean you got to marry them. Why would God, think about this, Brandon, why would God give you a woman that's older than you? That's your mother. And she's
yeah.
never going to listen to you. You're the baby.
Yeah.
Why do you think God would give you a woman that's older than you?
I have no idea.
Where do you get that idea from, that God, you believe she's from God? Did that idea come from God or somewhere else?
I can't tell for sure. All I know is in my life, times I've had the most issues, I found myself trying to control the situation. And only when I gave up and I gave up that whole situation, almost immediately, it was like a relief and everything would fall into place. And that's how it happened. You know, I stopped trying to look for women, stopped trying to date. And almost, I prayed and almost immediately she came into my life.
And that's your problem. You should not have prayed for it. You don't need
right.
to ask God for those kinds of things. You need to just seek the kingdom of God its right way, and he will add to you. If you ask for a woman, you're going to end up with the devil.
No, I said, hey, God, if it's your will for me to lead a life of singleness, I'm fine with that.
You didn't even say that to him either. You're praying to the devil. But let me ask this because of time.
Yeah.
Why do you think God would give you a woman that's older than you?
I wouldn't think the age mattered, honestly.
It does matter, buddy. Because you're the head of the woman, you're never going to be the head of an older woman. Why do you think God, you've never been married, you haven't started your own family, why do you think God would give you a family that's already made and nothing but trouble? Why do you think God would give you that?
I wouldn't know. I'll have to think about that one. I'd have to pray about that.
What is there to pray about? The woman been married before. She's older than you. She has three children. You have no children. You've never been married before. Would God want you to start out in hell like that? And you're supposed to be the head of the woman. This woman older than you already has. No kids are not going to like you either. You're not their father.
I guess a part of me is guilty because I, you know, in my past, unfortunately, I was pretty young and I didn't make a right choice. And I had an abortion with another woman I was with. And I thought maybe this is, you know, like him saying, hey, you know, make up for that with this. You know, you could.
Brandon, that's not, God doesn't operate that way at all. Zero. Those words you're speaking are straight out of hell. God does not give you anything but good. He does not give you trouble. He does not give you bad things to try to prove anything to you. He doesn't do those things at all. None of those things are from God. This woman you're with is not from God. You should not be with her. You should not even seek anything but what is right. And if it's meant for you to be married, don't be asking God for a woman or, oh, God, if it's your will. Just work on staying present, and he will add unto you what would be. If you don't do that, you're seeking the woman pretending that you're seeking God. You can't fool God. You can't fool truth. You can fool yourself. But this woman is not from God. You should not be with her. It ain't nothing but trouble, and you're not ready for it.
Okay.
God has nothing to do with this at all. This woman is straight out of hell for you.
Okay. So, I mean, well, she should not be from God. I get that. But she can be maybe a woman of God, just not for me.
She's not a woman of God, because had she been a woman of God, she would not have gotten involved with you.
Okay.
She would have seen that that was wrong. But so she's not from God. She's using you because you're so young and immature. She's going to play a game around you. She's going to work you and destroy you. She's not a woman of God, Brandon, at all. Zero.
Okay. I understand. Well, I appreciate that, Jesse.
I would highly recommend, do what you want, of course. You dump this woman so fast and make your head swim. Be done with her. Wish her well. Don't be angry at yourself or her. And then just seek what's right. Don't mean to seek the truth, but don't seek anybody or anything else but the truth, and that way God will order your life for you. And I want you to know, God does not give you junk. He's not going to bring trouble upon you to try to make you see anything. That's not in God. That's only in hell. That's in Satan.
Okay.
And just because this woman quote the Bible doesn't mean she's from God. Because if she was from God, no way she would have gotten involved with you. It wouldn't have happened at all, because she would be able to see. And she knows that she's older than you. She knows that you're blind and cannot see. She knows that you can't lead her. She's never going to listen to you. You're just a baby to that woman.
Right.
And getting involved with a married woman is like buying a used car. You're just buying somebody else's problems.
Right. Okay. So I guess that makes things pretty clear to me.
What's clear about that to you?
I misread the message. It wasn't from God.
But I don't even know. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupt.
No, no. Go ahead.
But how would you think that's from God? A married woman, 6 years older than you, with children?
Yeah.
Why would you think that's from God? Those thoughts are not even God's thoughts. Those are thoughts of evil. Satan gave you those thoughts.
Yeah. I see. I see where you're coming from. I could put a bunch of excuses, but I hear you loud and clear. You know, I listen to your show, and I kind of figured that'd be the answer I'd get. It's just, you know, I know I could always pull away, and it's like the attachment to the children too. It's, You know, they accept me. They haven't given me any issues. They in a little bit of time, they respect me. And their father doesn't talk to them. You know, there is no relationship there.
You are not their father. You never will be their father. And they will like you for it.
Yeah. They will like me for it. Okay. All right. I got some decisions to make then.
And what decisions do you have to make?
The decision to leave and live by God, not by my wants right now.
And you should not want for anything. That's why you ended up with junk. You're wanting for something.
Okay. So
you should only want the kingdom of heaven, man. You should only want what's right. Other than that, any other want that you have is going to be hell.
So I just got to have faith. I got to have faith if I want kids of my own or a family. I just got to look for the kingdom, and if it's for me, it'll be bestowed upon me.
Don't even want for kids. Don't want for a family. You're only supposed to want what is right. Only. You're only supposed to want the kingdom of heaven. You're only supposed to want a return to the Father. You're not supposed to be wanting for kids. You're putting that before God, too. And Satan's going to give you what you want, and it's going to be hell.
How do you recommend I find out what's right?
That you've dropped your anger. You got to forgive your mother and your father, and God will forgive you. You got to do the silent prayer and stay present. Instead of living in your head, thinking about the past or thinking about the future, thinking that you know what you want, thinking that you know what you need, you got to drop all of that.
I've forgiven my mother. I've forgiven literally everybody in my family, anybody, all my friends, and I've experienced the most peace I ever had in my life. And then I met this woman,
and then Satan gave you the devil.
At times, it feels like a little bit of hell.
It is hell. It is pure hell. You're walking. Satan didn't like the fact. He doesn't like the fact that you're working on yourself. He doesn't like the fact that you're at peace. He doesn't like that you're getting away from him. He doesn't like the fact that he has to depart from you if you continue to work on yourself. So he gave you one of his little demons, and he gave you that woman to distract you from the straight and narrow path. It has nothing to do with God. Zero. And just because that woman said, oh, we got to work on ourselves, we got to do this. You let her work on herself by herself. Let mama go, and you go back to working on you and stay with the silent prayer and stay present. And God, you will see and know that God is with you, and you don't have to want for anything. And whatever is meant to be, he will add it unto you. It'll be good and perfect. It'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
He's not going to give you some old woman been married before with children. That ain't going to happen. That's not from God. And that emotion you feel for the children and for her is not love. It's all ego. You're getting a thrill out of thinking that, oh, these kids love me. They don't have their father. They have me. And this woman, you're getting a thrill. You're being deceived.
It could be that.
And that's why you already see this woman is causing you problem already. Just imagine what happened if you move in with her. How much money have you given her already?
No, none at all.
Don't give her a dime.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So what do you think about the conversation?
I think you give me some insight into me having to work on myself. I definitely need that. I need to let go again and just let God take over.
Brandon, this woman is not for you. Number one, she's older than you. That alone should be a clue. Number two, she's been married before. That alone should be another clue. Number three, she has three children. Even the husband that she had couldn't even deal with her. She's full of hell. And the man that she had couldn't deal with her. That's why he left. But she's going to tell you, oh, he was just so bad. He beat me. he was this, he was that. He was such an horrible man. And you're going to be the rescue, and you're going to get destroyed.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Sorry, if you can't hear me too well, I'm, like, stuffed up, cold weather over here. But, no, I get it. I see myself bumping too much into her, and then you're right. I'm thinking that's from God.
Brandon, I promise you, it has nothing to do with God. It's straight out of hell. I have no doubt about that. God would never give you that type of bad setup. If he wanted you to start a family, he's not going to give you that bad setup to start a family. And that's not even your family. That's already somebody else's family. That's another man's family. It's not even yours, and it never will be yours.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll have a talk to have with her later on.
I would dump this woman like a hot cake.
It's easy to hear that. Well, yeah, that's what needs to be done.
But is it hard to do?
It feels like it might be hard to do.
Why?
I guess feelings.
Why?
You know? Emotions.
But emotions are evil, man. They're not your friend. This is why God doesn't want you to be emotional, because emotions come from thought, and they're straight out of hell, and they mislead you.
Yeah.
That emotion you feel is not love, it's hate. It's desperation.
Desperation. All right. All right, Jesse. Well, I appreciate it, Jesse. I know I got to make a move, and I got to make the right move this time.
Feelings are nothing more than just feelings, man. God is a dispassionate God. He's not a feeling God. Satan is a feeling God. Satan is a passionate God. Satan is a go-getter God. And it's nothing but trouble.
Nothing but trouble?
Nothing but trouble.
Yeah, I need to work on that silent prayer. I need to...
Why are you not doing it?
I was for a while, but I don't know, just inconsistent. I gotta get consistent with it.
This is why I say was able to get in and blind you with this woman. You're not staying present. You're going in and out of those thoughts, and you're believing one lie after another one. He gave you this woman, and he tell you, oh, it'll get better. Oh, poor her. She had a man that not treated her well. Or her daddy was bad. Her daddy wasn't there. All you're doing is listening to lies because you're not staying present.
Yeah, you need to stay present.
And you're going from one lie to another, from one setup to another one.
Yeah. I honestly don't mind having, like, a single life. Like, I don't, you know, it's not like a desperate want.
Well, then dump this woman without even realize, hey, it's the wrong one, and just work on yourself. Are you able to do that?
Yeah.
What?
All right, Jesse. Well, I appreciate everything you have, you know, all the advice you give me and all the advice you put out there every day, honestly. Great show. Thank you.
I'm warning you, buddy. If you don't dump this woman, you're going to regret it.
All right. I know you hear it in my voice. I know.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will.
Okay,
I'll
bye.
Follow up. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. What the? Google, whomever,
right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
We'll be right back. some serious mess going on in the world. We kicked off with a bang. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, January 2nd, 2025 AD. Oh, Lord, hopefully I remember that. Stay tuned for hour two, JLP. We'll be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Oh, no, the line's just filled up. You're going to have to try in and try in and try again and call in as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller. During Hake News, right after Hake News, Not Fake News, Call Me Nonsense Network, CNN reports, bitterly cold air sweeping over much of the central and eastern United States, thankfully not here in the back west, including the Gulf Coast states. Temperatures by Saturday will be frigid for millions in what is shaping up to be the coldest winter so far. Nice. At least 15 people were killed in New Orleans, early on New Year's Day, about 3 a.m.-ish. Nobody should be there out after 3 a.m., even on New Year's, I guess. Or maybe they're up early. After a driver intentionally plowed into a crowd on Bourbon Street. Authorities investigating the attack in the French Quarter as an act of terrorism. The liberal FBI identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Texas man, a male, about my age, and a U.S. Army veteran, he's dead now, who expressed intentions to join ISIS, according to Crooked Joe Biden and his, I guess, social media videos. He had an ISIS flag that he was flying, but the FBI, like, they wrapped it up, or somebody wrapped it up and covered it, I guess. And improvised explosive devices, IEDs, in his vehicle. He made a series of videos before the rampage and what he said, in which he said that he joined the terrorist group ISIS. A throwback, huh? Two officers were wounded in a shootout that killed the suspect. The FBI, the liberal FBI, says they don't think the driver was solely responsible. They think he may have worked with somebody. We'll find out, maybe. Don't know. And a Cybertruck explosion. Was that terrorism too? In a separate New Year's Day incident, a Tesla Cybertruck. The Texas man had driven a Ford F-150, by the way. A Lightning or something like that. A Tesla Cybertruck exploded, and it was not Tesla's fault, by the way. At the entrance of the Trump International Hotel, beautiful Trump Tower, or whatever it is called, in Vegas. Beautiful building in Vegas, Las Vegas. And it is not a casino, by the way. Police said the driver was killed and seven others nearby were injured when a combination of fireworks, gas tanks, and camping fuel in the bed of the vehicle were detonated by a device controlled by the driver. Did the driver get killed too? The FBI says they're working to determine. I think one person was killed. I think the person inside the vehicle was killed, but I don't know. The liberal FBI said they're working to determine whether the incident was a terrorist act. The Cybertruck was rented on Turo, which also the F-150 was rented by Turo, by the way, operates an online platform for car owners to lease their vehicles out to other plebs. It is the same platform used to obtain the truck involved in the New Orleans attack earlier Wednesday. Authorities investigating possible links between the two incidents. We'll see. Maybe. And fireworks chaos. Speaking of fireworks, a fireworks blast in Honolulu area neighborhood on New Year's Eve killed at least 3 people and injured 20 others. Wow. That's terrible. So said authorities, the incident occurred just before midnight outside a home near Honolulu's International Airport and Joint U.S. Air Force and Navy base. The incident is a painful reminder of the danger of illegal fireworks, they said, which put lives at risk, drain our first responder resources, you know, the paramedics and all them, and disrupt our communities, said Honolulu Mayor Rick Blangiardi. And 5 people killed in Germany Wednesday involving fireworks, too. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Happy New Year. I hope you had a safe trip and you're having a safe trip. Some people are still traveling. Some people are back home. Some people are just all over the place. But I wish you well. Either way, and we all do, from all of us, at JesseLeePeterson.com, TheFallenState.tv, Bonn, and everywhere. Happy New Year. I wish you well this year, folks. I really do. Even my enemies. If you don't love all, you love none. Isn't that amazing? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, do you have character? What is it? Do you have character? What is it? That's an amazing question for you to start your year out with. Isn't that like a talking about self, knowing thyself. What an amazing way to get to know thyself. If you're out and about and you're like traveling, you're stuck in the airport, or you're rushing to get to the airport, or you're running down the road from a terrorist attack, or you live in New Orleans where, Lord knows, you ain't got a chance over there. They have a DEI program, worst than ever I seen. I'm like, no wonder the terrorist man decided to go to New Orleans. They have everybody over there to make sure. They got an old white woman for the police chief. Old white woman, grandma. And a black woman for mayor. And a black woman for FBI. I'm like, what the? I couldn't believe it. I'm like, no wonder that man decided to go to New Orleans. But whatever you're doing, they don't have the qualified folks to run New Orleans at all. It's all unqualified people based on color, DEI, or female, or whatever dumb stuff they do. Anyway, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are, what you're doing. Or maybe you're just relaxing down in Hawaii or somewhere at the beach over by Obama home. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And I got to get to the Super Chats. I am right after now. But to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Thursday. Welcome back. It's Thursday already. The men's form tonight. The first Thursday of the month. It's tonight, and every Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord. Oh, he's
all
drunk,
right,
as a bastard.
Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
Is this a badger or something?
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
He's drunk as a bastard. Look at that drop bastard running. Is he saying drunk as a bastard, or am I missing something?
Drunk as a badger. It's an animal.
Oh.
I guess the other thing could be an animal, too.
Is he saying he's drunk as a bastard? Badger?
Drunk as a badger.
As an animal?
Yeah.
Oh. That what you got to hate?
Yes.
Oh. How come it sound like bastard and then he run around like a bastard?
No, he runs like a badger.
Oh. That's what a badger run like?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not that familiar with badgers.
This is Hank of thehatereport.com, and over there is the Anchor Baby. Nick of the Anchor Baby Show, American Anchor Baby. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
How y'all?
Fine.
What's up?
Amazing.
Amazing to be back.
It's good to have you back. Y'all had a good time?
Indeed.
Amazing.
I mean, y'all travel?
Locally, yes.
Nice.
How about heck no. I did my favorite thing ever.
Stayed in.
Nothing.
That's right. Oh, me. Well, welcome back.
Gracias.
And so the Anchor Baby is going to be doing his shows now at 12.
That's exciting. Monday through Thursday?
Monday
through Friday. And then when we get the planes back, we'll talk about it. But this show is going to go on at 12, okay?
So what's going to happen with the Father's Day then?
What's happening on Fridays?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, don't worry about Fridays.
Well, I don't know.
Fridays 12 is still for the Fallen State.
Can't we do the Fallen State at 1?
No.
No, he's a two-hour show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How about 2 o'clock? Well, I don't want to be angry, baby, are we?
Well, Fridays will make sense to keep it then at a later time.
Well, yeah, because anyway.
Oh,
we got to keep the energy going.
Yeah.
After the Joel Friday TV podcast.
We're still not going to fix Joel Friday not being live on Fridays? Okay.
2025.
It's baby steps. Baby steps. Anchor Baby back on at noon Monday through Thursday. That's cool.
Yeah. We'll see how long that lasts. I mean.
Let's go.
That's a brand new person now.
Yes, sir.
In the Lord.
Don't laugh. Why am I laughing?
Hey, I got to take a phone call real fast.
Okay.
And then I want to get to the super chats and more calls. But I want to ask you about the beta babies.
Okay.
Did y'all know that all the babies that are born starting January 1, 2025, is a generation of beta babies? That's what they said. Whoever make up the millennials, the Z's, and this and that, they're calling these babies beta babies. What the?
They're betas.
Beta babies.
Generation beta.
But I want to get to that in a minute. Let me go to Colorado and talk to Ardeen out of Colorado. Ardeen, welcome to the show. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
I was wondering, two questions for you. I need your definition, interpretation, and understanding of what you believe hell is like.
Hell
on the reverse.
I'm sorry?
And on the reverse, heaven, what heaven is like.
Oh, okay.
Your interpretation, the physical after you leave your body, tell me what you're going to see, do, what's going to happen.
So your question is, you want to know what hell is and what heaven is, right?
Yeah, your version of it, yeah.
Okay, hell is anyone that has anger?
No, what happens when you are either cremated or buried, whatever, your body, your soul leaves your body, correct?
Why are you thinking about what's going to happen when you die rather than thinking about living?
I'm thinking about living. but I'm actually thinking about, because I've heard different variations, I want to know your version of what you think hell is actually going to be.
Hell would be whatever you are when you drop your body. When you die, that's hell. If you die an angry, revengeful, jealous, lonely, insecurity, false identity person, that's what hell is. It's just a continuation of what you already are.
So
there is no way out.
Okay, where are you going to experience this feeling? And if it's just your soul, do you feel pain? Do you see things? Are you reintroduced to your body again? What goes on?
Why are you putting that much thought into death? I just show you what death is. That's all you need to think about. I wouldn't even think about death unless you think about the ego death.
I'm asking you, because people, as an example, when I was a child, I'm 73 now. Like I said, we're about the same age.
Don't be putting my age with yours.
I was introduced to Jehovah's Witness. My grandmother was a Jehovah's Witness. They deal very, very. Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. They deal very explicitly with death, with what I remember of it as a child, and how the world's coming to an end, and yada, yada, yada. So many people per count, yada, 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 are going to go to heaven. Other people are going to go back to hell. And I actually had a book. It scared the crap out of me, basically. But it's
Earth was opening up. Calm down.
I'm calm. I'm explaining how it felt, Audrey, as a child.
Audrey,
when you
only,
see a book.
Audrey.
Yeah.
Only death you need
don't
to...
patronize me. Don't patronize me. And don't sing. It's really not your best quality here. Okay, go on. Go on and explaining what the hell is. Tell me what hell is.
You
oh, God,
make
wow.
me feel something.
Hurry up. Okay, now explain to me what actually hell is.
I just told you.
What is it? No.
Your misery. All of your misery.
Tell me what heaven is. What heaven is?
Perfect peace.
Perfect peace. Okay, so you're back with your body.
What?
Because it's your spirit that it, okay, you're back with your physical body. You're reunited with a physical body.
How are you going to be reunited with a physical body that you don't have anymore?
Some people believe that. I was actually in a Bible study here where I live, and they were saying, yeah,
get out of that Bible class.
Go to heaven. Listen to me, okay? Okay, now, when they, I'm actually out of the Bible class because I didn't agree with them too much. But besides, that's a sidebar. But they actually said when you go to heaven, you're going to be reunited with your body and another woman. Yada, yada. We're going, well, I want my 20-year-old body. No, I want it. It's like, what are you talking about?
But so
this
you
is
went
so
from
ridiculous.
What kind of religion she was beforehand?
Jehovah's Witness.
You went from a Jehovah Witness to this stuff you're talking about now?
As a child, for about five years, I studied Jehovah's Witness with my grandmother. Because of time. Because of time. John. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that
listen,
one. Okay, go on.
Listen.
Go on.
Take no thought of the only death you need to be thinking about, and I wouldn't even think about that.
Hold on. Would be
the ego death. There's only one death. Only one. And that's the one that you die of the ego.
You don't know the answer, do you? Nobody does, right?
I got to go.
Oh, yeah, that one. I know that one.
Okay, thank you. Well, in that case, Happy New Year. So let me do super chats, and then I'll get back to the call. Super chats. Super. Hake is back.
Indeed.
Of the HakeReport.com.
Gail over on YouTube says, hey, yes, Jesse. when you responding to you arguing with the kid on Santa Claus. We got on their last nerve, the parents' last nerve. They would tell us, Santa is not going to give you presents. As a child, I knew on Christmas Day, Santa would still bring me toys. I was devastated when I found out he was not real.
Devastated? What the? That doesn't even make sense. Why were you devastated as an adult? And Santa is real, by the way. So you can drop your devastation. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail.
Yeah, thank you, Gail.
Someone bought a coffee. Merry Christmas, Jesse. Don't forget to pray for me.
Merry Christmas, and I wish you well. That is my prayer.
Mr. J on Cash App says, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
T. Smith gave a Cash App for coffee. Gracias.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hathri App gave a very generous donation for a gift. Emoji.
Thank you. Amazing.
Tony bought a coffee. The only difference between being stuck in a rut and being in the grave is that one is deeper than the other. Have a great day, everyone.
Amazing. Thank you.
Adam.
What the?
Castash 7 with a very, very generous donation. Tithes and offering.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Gabriella in church asked.
Ask.
In the live chat.
Ask.
Can you be in a
relationship
while you are overcoming your hell and learning how to be closer with God?
Can you be in a relationship? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, yes, you can. But it would be difficult if both parties are not, the man and the woman are not working on themselves. Let's say you're working on yourself, but your boyfriend or your husband is not. It's going to be difficult because he's going to hate the light in you. The darkness in him will hate the light in you. It'll be a battle. Now, if you can do it and not be affected by what they think, what they feel, and how they act, then you'll be fine. But it's hard for most people to do that. So it can happen, but it's best if both parties are working on themselves, truly working, not faking, but working on themselves. I wish you well. Amazing.
Aries won with the diamond during church and your conversation with the bodybuilder and his girlfriend.
Nice.
The misery gives me structure, he says, quoting the bodybuilder man.
He's working on himself.
Yeah.
He really is. And the young lady that's with him.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Terminate Nar says, the problem is that police many times do not take your complaint seriously. And oftentimes, for making a complaint, you become the target of the police.
Amazing.
When you said, like, call the police on the mother or something like that?
Oh.
The mother who's harassing you?
Oh, the man in the chair who's dealing with his mama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Call the police on your mama or she won't go away. Make her go, she's harassing you. If it was the other way around, she'll call the police on you. What the? Amazing. Just don't be angry. Drop the anger. There's never, ever, 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 but never, ever, 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 ever a reason to be angry and never a reason to argue. Drop the arguments. Drop the anger and you'll be fine. You'll have an amazing life. Thank you.
From IG, DBRA412, or DBRA412, referring to the lady, the church lady who is housed by the bodybuilder guy.
What about her?
She'd rather be in hell and feel in the big picture, but never get out of it. She's full of it.
They're working on themselves. I happen to know that they are working on themselves, so be patient. They're trying to find their way, and I hope they stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Feelings attached to the feelings. Soraya.
This whole thing about getting mad at parents over Santa is new. I found out I didn't get mad. I'm Nick telling me that. This thing about people saying, oh, I was devastated when I found out there was no Santa. I ain't never heard nothing like that before.
It's a big old world, and everybody has all kinds of different odd issues.
I'm like, Nick, I thought you just kind of, as you get older, you like kind of grow out of childhood stuff. When I was a child, I thought like a child. Now I'm a man, adult, I think like an adult. I wasn't devastated.
But we never grew out of Santa, right? Obviously, he's still real.
He's still real. And just imagine what those black people who thought Santa was black.
I think that, yeah, I think they're devastation.
But he's white and they think he's black.
It's kind of like blacks think that they're bothered by racism.
Right.
But really they're bothered by something else.
Yes.
So you think you're bothered by Santa, supposedly the Santa supposed lie, but you're bothered by something else.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with it. Plus, I saw Santa on the map app.
NORAD?
Yeah.
They're tracking
him. Santa's real. He's on the app. He has his own app now. He's in the know. Amazing. Thank you.
Soraya, JLP. This is a quote. All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit in a room alone. Blaise.
Absolutely.
Blaise Pascal. This is from your producer. Your old producer said this.
Who?
A 1600s Christian philosopher, Blaise Pascal. I heard it first from Sean.
Oh, nice. That is so true.
Yep.
I wish you understood how desperate evil gets when it find out that you want to sit still. Oh, Sean Diaz mentioned that. I remember now. But you're absolutely right. Stillness is the last thing Satan wants you to do, and his little demons. And then his demons inside of other people. They don't want you to be still. Like, what? Absolutely. Thank you. That's deep.
Shovelhead 82 FLHS. Afternoon, Jesse Lee. This is on IG. Keep on keeping on. This is Church IG.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thanks, JLP and team and chat, says Pastor Chatelet, a monthly supporter on the Rumble crew.
You got to know how to rumble, even in 2025. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, team. I hear you say, Mr. Jesse, for someone to call the police, like on your mother. Have you ever called the police on your mother or close family member? You tell someone quickly to do that. And if you haven't, that's easy to say.
I've never had to call the police on a family member. Come when I told my mom in the back hall, she backed off. Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Lori. Amen to Sunday church fellowship, Jesse. Also, I liked what Hake said about relationships and how love can be setting boundaries or even leaving.
Yeah.
How people stay in relationships because of selfishness and desperation. I've done exactly the same thing. Loving my relationship made in hell and staying in it. Thank you, men.
Thank you. And you're right about that. It was a very important statement he made. If you missed last week's fellowship, you need to check it out. Go to rebuildingaman.com/fellowship/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. It was powerful. It was our last one for 2024, and it went out with a powerful love you message. So check it out. You can podcast. Thank you.
Shout out to Christopher, who's on Cash App, says, thanks, Jesse.
Thank you. Appreciate your help.
Jasmine says, thank you for your help with my life.
Right on. And thank you for helping others to get help for their lives. I appreciate it, Jasmine.
Very generous. Piotr Robel bought 5 coffees. Thank you, Jesse and team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and thank you. I appreciate it.
Kayla, with a very generous couple of donations. Thank you. No message.
Thank you. Amazing.
Christopher with a generous donation as well.
Thanks, Christopher. Amazing.
And Jamie says thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate you guys helping and ladies helping us to help others.
Forgive Yo Mama bought a coffee. Happy New Year. Based off the order of God, how exactly do I, as a man, go through Jesus to get to God?
You go through Jesus by listening to his message of how to return to the Father. And when you listen, you believe it. And if that's what gets you through, you believe his message. You don't hold on to it in your head intellectually, but listen to the message and you will see your way back to the Father. Of forgiveness, the kingdom of heaven being within, our battle spiritual, has nothing to do physically, all the good stuff. Everything the world have told you been a lie. What Christ is telling you is the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amazing. Thank you.
Tom bought a coffee. I heard such an interesting question the other day. If you could live your life over again the exact same way it was, would you do it? My answer is no. I don't want to go through that hell again. Does this make me ungrateful?
I don't want to go through that hell either. I wouldn't even want to take that risk. But I've heard people ask dumb questions like that. But thank you.
I don't think it makes you ungrateful.
Me either.
Be grateful of that for now.
Yeah.
Joshua, in response, sort of related to the biblical question of the week.
The brand new one?
Yeah.
It's
not an answer to it.
Oh.
But the question is, do you have character? What is it?
Do you have character? What is it?
Joshua on X says, tough times don't build character. They reveal if you have any.
Oh, so he's not responding to the biblical question.
Right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Nice.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Interesting. Famous Amos bought our coffee. Beta babies. If we ever needed you, Lord, we need you now. Feliz Año Nuevo. Gracias.
Feliz Año Nada. Feliz Año Nada.
No.
What?
Feliz Navidad.
Oh.
Prospero Año y Felicidad.
Feliz Navidad.
That's an American song. Did you know that?
Feliz Navidad.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know
it's
that.
Puerto Rican.
Oh. Puerto Ricans don't like the Mexicans.
Yeah, and I'm claiming Puerto Rican is American in his case. Jose Feliciano.
Speaking of beta dads.
Yes.
Beta babies.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody mentioned it just now, right?
Yes.
USA Today. Beta babies born in the new year. And for the 14 years following, will make up the newest generations, Generation Beta. Generation Beta, USA Today. Babies, what? Oh, you put it quiet. Doesn't he have it? I'm talking about producer in my ear.
Yeah, he has it.
He black. Okay, watch this soundbite about beta baby generation.
Okay.
Generation.
If you have a baby that's going to be born in 2025, they will be part of a new generation known as Generation Beta. Members of Gen Beta will be born between the years 2025 and 2039, according to Australian social researcher Mark McCrindle. They'll be the children of younger millennials and older members of Gen Z. McCrindle says that Gen Beta will be experiencing the artificial intelligence and automation in almost every aspect of life, more so than any previous generations. And by the way, members of the new generation are expected to live into the 22nd century. Wow.
That's something to think about, isn't it?
And they look beta.
They do. Just imagine they put a curse on the baby. What kind of baby did you have? Your wife have a beta, beta baby. They're not even giving you a chance to make it. You already be known and see yourself as a beta,
steeped in beta at birth.
So now, when you gotta get married, make children, y'all gonna be having beta children.
I'm waiting 14 years. I have no beta baby.
You gonna have an anchor baby beta. Ain't that something?
What would it be? What would the next one be? Kai? Chai?
Would it be Charlie? Are they Charlie. Going like that? Alpha, Beta, Charlie?
Yes.
No, it'll be Pitiful.
Generation Charlie. I like it.
Generation Pitiful. Because by the time they're done being Beta, you can't ain't nothing left but Pitiful.
Gamma.
Hey, who doing this to the children? How did this come about? Who made up this idea of, let's call them millennials, Generation Z, Generation That, Generation That? Who made up this stuff?
The powers that be.
Meaning what?
The researchers and academics and liberal media. Because it was the boomers. They were the last normal worded thing. They didn't know what to call the people just older than me.
Uh-huh.
So they just called them Generation X. And then they started to call us Y. And then they said, oh, you know what? They're millennials because they crossed the year 2000. We'll call them millennials. But that was Y, Generation Y. So then they said Generation Z. And now they're starting all over again into the Greek alphabet, Alpha, Beta. So there's Generation Alpha just older than those babies. And then it's Generation Beta.
But Beta is like putting a curse on the children.
Yeah.
Hey!
I think it's a conspiracy.
You have a beta, baby. And the baby would be like, I'm a beta. Back in a moment.
By the show. I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Starting the first of this year, every baby that's born is a beta. Beta baby. Can you imagine growing up and somebody reminding you that you're a beta baby? You're a beta baby. That's like a curse upon you. You don't expect to be nothing now. Do nothing or anything because you're already a beta. You might as well stay home with mama for the rest of your life. The hate report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-A report.com from 9 to 11. And after the Hake report, Joel Friday TV, he black, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then at 12 p.m., starting today, the American Anchor Baby, energy everywhere, the American Anchor Baby. And we have a brand new episode of the Fallen State.tv. I had a very interesting conversation with Amy Baldwin and April Lampert. They are sex educators and co-hosts of the Shameless Sex Podcast.
I don't have that quite yet.
Oh, you don't have it?
No, the Fallen State teaser?
Yeah. My producer told me he gave it to you.
Oh, he did? Maybe it is here. Apologies, Derek. If it is here.
Well, let me know when you get it.
Okay, sorry.
And in the meantime, tonight is the first meeting of the year for men. Every first Thursday night for men only. Every third Thursday night for ladies only. So men, the men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. It's going to be amazing. Really amazing. So come on down. Did we finish the Super Chats? I'm sorry?
A few left.
Okay.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, someone bought 7.
Nice. Thank you.
Hopefully that's enough for a cafe vanilla and an egg bites. This economy is wild. What the?
A mess. Thank you.
Thank you, someone.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And these coffees are just little donations. It's just little messages. Donation messages. CG bought 10 coffees. Blessed New Year. Blessed New Year, Jesse, James, Joel, Nick, and the rest of the Bond crew. Whiteheart, love you guys, and thank you for all you are and all you do. Peace within. Dove emoji.
Thank you. I wish you the well. The same as well. Thank you. We all do. Thank you.
Carlos bought 3 coffees. Xin Nian? Quite lit. Happy New Year from Beijing, China. Wishing you a prosperous year of the snake to all. Chopsticks emoji, snake emoji, Chinese food takeout emoji.
Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. And everybody and their mama if you're white. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And pardon my butchering of your Chinese, Carlos, but thanks for the opinion.
What's Carlos doing in China?
I think he married a Chinese gal.
Really?
Maybe. I could be wrong. Who knows?
Amazing.
Maybe he's over teaching English.
Oh.
Maybe he's colonizing.
Oh. Amazing.
Based.
Thank you, Carlos.
Cornerstone over on Cash App with a donation and no message.
Thank you, Cornerstone.
And thank you, guys. Oh, Lord. Oh my goodness. A few more Super Chats. Chris bought a coffee. I thought I beat my anger. boy, was I wrong. The devil came back with a vengeance, and I feel I have no control over my emotions. Being angry is so draining.
It is. It's very destructive. There's no life in anger, only death. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young, Butterkoff. Hey, Jesse, Happy New Year to you and the Bond and the family. Remember the lyrics from this song back then, and speaking of men, because I want to be happy and free, living and loving for me. I want to be happy and free, living and loving like me. I mean, for me, like a natural man.
Who's that?
He doesn't say.
Who's that from, I say?
Mike.
Mike. Thank you, Mike. Amazing.
Lori bought a coffee, biblical question and answer. Do you have character?
Oh, do you have character? What is it?
I don't have character. The character I thought I had was just evil telling me who to be and how to act.
Amazing. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you very much, though. I appreciate it.
Cactus Eater Bear donated a diamond. I'm forgiving my parents today, shaking in my boots.
Right on. You will not regret it. If you do it, God will forgive you, and it's the beginning of waking up. It really, really is. You must forgive. Before you can enter into the kingdom of heaven within, you must forgive. Amazing. I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
Pastor Chatelet gifted a subscription to JLP.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Shout out to Urinal Chills and the rest of the supporters on the monthly supporters on the Rumble crew.
Yep.
Pastor Chatelet and all of them.
Thank you. Shout out.
And thank you, guys.
You gotta know how to rumble.
I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you very, very much. And remember, beta babies. Bye. Brandon is out of Canada. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Brandon. Happy New Year.
Like you, I do believe that giving something free to people, like a job or a place at a school, is the worst thing you can do to a person.
You must be qualified and you must earn it.
Yes, because by doing that, what you're telling people is it doesn't matter. What matters is being accepted and not giving your best. And by doing that, you're weakening the people.
Absolutely.
And that's how women think, not men.
Well, you have men who are like women. They think that way, too. They have not overcome the nature of the woman. So they
think
an emotional like a woman.
And it's funny because during last Christmas, this Christmas had just passed by, and I had another Christmas party after that, too. A few people told me, it looks like you don't have emotions. And a lot of men told me that, actually. It looks like you don't have emotions. It looks like you're not happy or sad. Do you feel anything? And it was strange being asked that question. Because for them, it was not normal. Just because it's like, I didn't know what they care about that in the first place. But they just came to see me to ask me that question. I found it funny.
Amazing. Well, they don't understand, so just wish them well. And you stay working on yourself.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah. Most
also,
people think that emotions are good. They don't know that emotions are evil.
They don't know, but it's impossible for them to imagine a life without emotions.
Right.
Because they're still one with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I also wanted to talk to you about, I believe like you do too, that racism doesn't exist and that you have to create your own opportunities in life. I remember when I was 18, I had to move out from my mom's house. And then I found three jobs. I found myself a little place. And during that time, I never thought to myself like, oh, this is too hard. In the contrary, I loved working three jobs and making my own stuff and being out there learning how to pay my bills, how to take care of myself. It's like a God-given gift, and it made me the man I am today.
Absolutely.
It's like it's the biggest blessing you can have, being out there by yourself and just doing you. And I remember one time, because I'm a videographer, I do a video for people, for business and everything. And when I first started, I went to see a company I wanted to work for. I wanted to work for them. And the guy didn't take me seriously, and he just like didn't look at my resume. He just like, so, and my first reaction wasn't to say like, it's because, you know, my dad is black and my mom is white, so I'm like light skin. And my first reaction was not like to say, oh, it's because I'm black or whatever, you know. I just said, okay, you know what? I'm going to do my own business.
Right on,
so,
man.
I wish them well, and I went my way. And today, Jesse, just last year, that was 4 years ago or so, and just last year I had 30 clients last year. And this year, people are paying me to travel and film their projects in other countries.
Oh, amazing. Well, because of it is, man. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. And not only do I know that there's no, not believe that there's no reason. I know for a fact, and without a doubt, there's no such thing as racism. It's a lie. It's a made-up word. And so, Brandon, yeah. Amazing way to start the year, man. I wish you well. Stay with it, all right?
Thank you. You too. I wish you well. Jesse, happy new year again. And
you too, man.
It's going to be a beautiful year.
Absolutely. Call me again.
I will.
Amazing shout-out. Shout-out.
Shout out.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Jason is out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, happy new year. Welcome to the show.
Hey, happy new year.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. And you said, like you said, God wouldn't put nobody in your life that's not good for you, that's not right for you.
He would not put a woman into a man's life that's not for him, or a woman or a man into a woman's life that's not for her.
All right, so you think Eve was perfect for Adam?
Who? Mm-hmm.
Based on the whole thing, you think Eve was perfect for Adam based on how it turned out?
I'm sorry?
Do you think Eve was perfect for Adam based on how everything turned out?
I don't understand the question.
All right, you said God don't make mistakes. God is perfect, but didn't he give Eve to Adam?
Yeah, she came from him.
And then how it turned out? How did it turn out?
Amazing.
It did. It did. Hold on. It is beautiful. It turned out amazing.
Yeah, sure.
Because, all right, so you being born with sin is amazing. This is funny. This is hilarious. This is funny. Boy, you funny as hell. You are funny.
Let me ask you something. Jason, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
There was a suicide bomber incident in New Orleans.
It wasn't a suicide bomb. He didn't bomb anything. So how was that? How did you get to that?
There was a suicide attack.
A terrorist attack. No, don't say there was a terrorist attack.
A terrorist attack in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then they showed the people who are running New Orleans, the mayor, the police chief, the governor, the everybody. It was all what do you call that? It used to be affirmative action. DEI people. And those people have no idea what they're doing at all. Knowing that it was all DEI people, meaning they're not qualified at all, were you surprised that that person that was accused of the truck attack there in New Orleans, were you surprised that they went to New Orleans and did it, knowing the kind of people they have running the state?
Oh, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, like when people run Florida, you have terrorist attacks in Florida.
I didn't ask you about Florida. I asked you about New Orleans. Were you surprised were you surprised when you saw the unqualified people that were running New Orleans? were you surprised that that person decided, according to the report, to go over there and do this attack, carry out this attack, knowing that everybody over there, DEI, not qualified?
No, I wasn't. Why not? Happened in Wisconsin. Why not?
About New Orleans. Why weren't you surprised? Oh.
Well, I was not surprised because it's the first of the year. It's a big day, and do want to prove a point with his actions. So I'm not surprised he chose New Orleans because they have like the biggest, one of the biggest New Year's Eve parties.
But they have
like, in the country.
But they have non-qualified people running the state.
It could
none of those people
anywhere.
Qualified.
It could have happened anywhere. So like, so what about when you say like, so when stuff like that happens in your like when you say,
let me ask you this: were you disappointed? Oh, were you disappointed to see that and then knowing that white people gave up their country so that the DEI people to run it and now it's going to hell in a handbasket?
No. What you mean, why not? White people didn't give up their country.
They gave up, they did. They allowed these unqualified DEI people to run the country and they have no idea what they're doing. And New Orleans doesn't have a chance now because of the people that are running it. They are not qualified.
Now, hold on. Okay. All right.
Are you disappointed by that?
Nah, but like, well, let me tell you about New Orleans. Because of New Orleans like is the it like brings all the money into Louisiana. Louisiana is one of the poorest states in our country. One of the poorest states in our country. One of the
stupidest
states in our country.
But who's running it? It's run about black people and women.
Hold on. You said no. New Orleans is a GOP state. New Orleans, like Louisiana is a GOP state. New Orleans is where all the money is at.
No.
New Orleans generates. Go ahead.
They have a black woman for mayor. They have an old white woman for police chief. They have a black woman for so-called FBI or something like that. They have a woman governor. It's all women. And then the one or two weak men, the men around them are very weak.
They
look like one conservative white man there. He seemed to be the only one. And I think he's like a congressman or something.
You're talking about John Kennedy goofier.
What?
But that's not the point. You're talking about John Kennedy goofier. But that's not the point. Can I ask you a question? I said, you talking about John Kennedy Goofier. That's slow. This dude is retarded.
His name John Kennedy Goofier?
No, I said John Kennedy. He a goof. He a goofy. Like, he be saying,
oh,
like,
you
some
said
out
John
of space
Kennedy Goofier.
Yeah, he a goofy. He a goofy.
He
seemed
to be
question.
The only one.
He really the only one.
That's in New Orleans that's standing for New York. I understand now why those white people separated themselves from New Orleans.
I got like, but you say they separated from New Orleans, but New Orleans is where all the money comes from.
What does that mean?
I tell you, that means New Orleans is a poor GOP state. Yeah,
no, New Orleans is ran by non-qualified people.
But all right, so it's like you keep like that's the point that you're trying to say they non-qualified.
They're not. They like, have no idea what they're doing.
They have no idea what they're doing.
Right,
but when stuff
because
goes,
they're not qualified.
But when stuff goes
they're
on,
based
where,
on
like,
they're based on being a woman or being black or being anything. But are you okay with my country? Are you okay with your country being run by non-qualified people?
I think that's what we're about to see. I'm not okay with what's about to happen with our country. I'm like terrified. All them stupid billionaires who made money scamming it. Taken from the poor people, like all the court, like
how can you take from the poor people when the poor people don't have anything? What are you talking about?
I mean, but like that's what I'm saying. Like,
what do they take from the poor people? Poor people have nothing.
You don't let me answer a question. You don't let me answer the question.
Go ahead.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like as far as like when big companies do something to them, like do something to people, you know, like the higher airplane fees, you know, like charging like the, you know, like the hidden fees for like airlines and like banks and stuff like that. The hidden hotel fees. Now, like, poor people who actually, like, get to do stuff like that, when they start at, like the Trump administration going to allow stuff like that to go on. The Biden administration was eliminating them fees, like the hidden hotel fees, like the hidden airplane fees, the hidden bank fees.
Where you get that information from?
It was written. It was, like, one of the accomplishments.
Where?
They were talking about the things during the Biden administration.
And so if that's true, why everything is so expensive if Biden did that?
it's like you keep saying everything is like so, like I guess like on like a grand scale of things, like I mean the price of things are coming down.
Are the gas prices expensive?
I mean the gas price, but there are also like wars and stuff going
are
on.
Are the gas prices expensive?
They are, but like Biden is not the reason why.
Are the gas prices expensive?
And again, I'm gonna say yes. They like they're not expensive.
Is it expensive to buy food nowadays?
But when there's wars and stuff like that, it's
expensive to buy food nowadays.
Oh, well, this is like so. Like, why? Like, and we like you changed everything. Can we go back to my original topic?
No, answer that first, and then we can go.
All right, you said like why? Like, so what was your question?
It's expensive to buy food nowadays.
Is it like food is more expensive, but the prices of things are coming down?
And who is in the White House right now?
But the prices are coming down.
Who is in the White House right now?
Biden's in the White House right now, but the prices
so
are coming down.
Who inflation is in coming the White down. House when the food expense and gas prices and terrorist attack and everything is happening? Who is in the White House?
Donald Trump was in the White House.
No, who was in the White House yesterday when this terrorist attack happened?
How you just going to change the question? You said when the prices
who
went up.
Who was in the White House yesterday when the terrorist attack happened?
All right, so not so Biden was in the White House.
Is it Trump's fault or Biden?
For the terrorist attack?
Uh-huh.
You trying to blame the terrorist attack? Like, I'm not changing. That is not if anything, you would want to say, like, I could blame it on Trump for being all friends with Israel.
So Biden's in the White House, but it's Trump's fault.
Yeah, but like, dude was radicalized.
He's not even in the White House.
It's like, dude was radicalized. And it was like the way that America was hanging, like, doing with Israel. See, we don't know what radicalized the dude, but I'm thinking, like, yo, America's relationship with Israel and, like, the whole thing with Gaza, like, we give them weapons.
So you're just making up all that?
No, I mean, that's much of my speculation. I'm just speculating.
Well, don't speculate. You're wrong.
Now, can we get back to my original point? Like, what I was trying to ask you at first.
Yeah,
you
said, real fast.
So it's like, so you're saying it's a good thing that people are born with sin. That's a good thing.
I don't know.
What happened. Like, no, that's what happened with Eve. Eve ate the fruit, and everybody got sin. So you're saying that was a good thing. Since you're saying your God
I
is
don't
perfect,
know what you're saying. That, what are you saying, man?
So, all right, this is what I'm saying. Like, let me try to explain this to you one more time. You said God is perfect, but he gave Eve to Adam, right? So can we agree right there?
Hold on a minute. Hold on. He is saying God gave Adam to Eve, and God doesn't give imperfect gift. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because, like, the whole sin thing. You know, like, when sin, like, so, like, if God would have gave Adam somebody else, you wouldn't have
God. For someone who does not believe in God, such as you don't, as you said, why are you so interested in God?
To undercut everything that come out your mouth.
So you tried to undercut it?
No, I mean, That's what I did.
You don't believe in God,
yes,
so you ask questions about God because you want to...
Yes,
because you want to... Get behind me, Satan.
Get behind you? No, I'm not saying
I gotta take a break. One more hour to go, folks. Get behind me, Satan. He's trying to undercut it. The devil is a mess. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back to your calls and super chats in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Oh.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. The power outage in Puerto Rico. I think it's island-wide. What a mess. America's territory not seeming very American. At least not very exceptional. Exceptionally bad. And the debt ceiling mess and other stuff going on in the world. Just many, like 21 states raising their minimum wage. And other stuff going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, January 2nd, 2025 AD, the year of our Lord. And there is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, power has been restored to nearly all of Puerto Rico after a massive outage on New Year's Eve left much of the island in the dark. About 1.4 million users, at least 98% of the total, had service on Wednesday, according to Luma Energy, L-U-M-A, all caps. The company responsible for power lines and transmission towers on the island. Wow, it's a monopoly. I'm shaking my head. I think most power companies are, I guess, whatever. The cause of the blackout is still under investigation. The outage is just the latest time that Puerto Rico's power system has faltered on a mass scale. In 2017, Hurricane Maria, nice, a woman's name, left hundreds of thousands of people without power for months. That's not workable. Last year, about half of all electric customers on the island were at one point without power in the aftermath of Hurricane Ernesto. Ernesto? That's not a woman's name. Debt ceiling. The debt ceiling was reinstated today, though Congress has several months to address it before the nation could default on their obligations. On its obligations, that figure stood at just under $36.2 trillion earlier in the week. What a mess. President-elect Donald J. Trump is demanding GOP lawmakers address the debt limit before he takes office January 20th. Around that time, the Treasury Department will need to start taking so-called extraordinary measures to prevent a default. The Treasury would have to decide what bills to pay, including Social Security benefits and federal workers, so-called workers, salaries, based on the revenue that they receive daily. A default could roil the globo homo economy and stock markets. Happening later today is the Sugar Bowl, which was supposed to happen yesterday, but it was postponed because of the terrorist attack. The annual college football game postponed in the wake of the fatal New Year's early morning attack in New Orleans will now kick off today, 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific. Don't bother. Don't bother. Well, I don't know. If you do what you want. It'll happen right after American Anchor Baby wraps up, right? Because he's 2 hours from 12 to 2 Pacific time today. Joel Friday TV happening before that, 11 to 12. And the Hake Report happening before that, 9 to 11 Pacific time, right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Very cool. Check it out. JesseLeePeterson.com/show and scroll down to see all the network hosts. All the little network hosts. The University of Georgia, University of Notre Dame, Notre Dame, square off in that Sugar Bowl thing. Going to the college football playoff semifinals, whoever wins that game, if they win. 21 states increased their minimum wage today, with increases ranging from 18 cents to $1.75 in terms of the increase. Meanwhile, the federal minimum wage continues to sit at $7.25 an hour, which is outrageous. It should be abolished. Abolish. Abolish. I'm for abolishment. An hour, a rate that hasn't budged since 2009. Thanks, Obama. What a mess. And a word from NASA. Bill Cook says, quote, 2025 will be a better year for meteor observers, M-E-T-E-O-R. He leads, Bill Cook, with an E at the end, leads the NASA's Meteoroid Environments Office. There will be ample opportunities to see meteor showers this year. Isn't that fun? Here are the dates. You can find the dates on the Call Me a Nonsense website. Just go to the Hake Report. I'm James Hake.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Third hour. Happy New Year. Welcome back for those who are back, and safe traveling for those who are traveling. I hope you had an amazing time off and you're ready to work on your own life this year. Start out working on yourself. You will not regret it. I promise you that. If you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, you will have an amazing life. You were meant to have an amazing life, not to have catch hell, all right? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you have character? What is it? Do you have character? What is it? And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stuck in airports, filling out a gym membership because you got too fat over the holiday, and you promised yourself, you lied to yourself, that you were going to work out this year and get it off. So you join the gym. Or you just doing nothing. You just laying up at a beach. Whatever you're doing. Or you're plotting a terrorist attack. Or you just carried out a terrorist attack. Or you're crossing the border with the intent to rob, steal, and kill. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. Or you just land up at a beach being an American citizen. You can be listening on the show, to the show on your iPhone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And it's Thursday today. Not only is the first Thursday of the year, which means men's form tonight, it is also the first Thursday of the year, which means today is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at, turn around and look at these people. What?
From the Lord. I got what I wanted. From the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues, but God said it. I want it.
Amazing. I'm going to tell those bastards they don't believe in tongues. I do. What the? It's Bible Thumper Thursday. We love the Bible Thumpers. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. First, I got to ask, you know they had a terrorist attack, right? According to all the reports in New Orleans. Not surprised. Look who's running New Orleans. Unqualified people. White people. You have turned your country over to people who have no clue what they're doing. First of all, women were not created to lead. You turn it over to the women. Secondly, you turn it on to people who are not qualified. These people can't even keep a hood safe. How are they going to keep a country safe? Think about that. They can't even keep the hood safe. And you're giving up your country to them. You have no one to blame but yourself. And it's going to get worse. I want you to know it's going to get worse. Yes, I believe in hoping that Trump make things better as far as stronger military. Hopefully he'll bring back the cops, shut down the borders, bring jobs back, lower the taxes, regulations, all these restrictions be taken away. But it's going to get worse because human heart is wicked and no good in human beings. They are evil. All human beings are evil, except for those who have admitted to that they are evil and are overcoming it. And that's a few, a handful. And my country is not going to get better. It's just not going to get better. At the same time that they were dealing with the terrorist attack in New Orleans, it's being reported that in New York City, there was a protest. Can you imagine that our government, the U.S. government, allow all these people to come into our country, and they are here, and now they can chant death to America and death to Israel on the American soil, and nothing is being done about it. Death to America. We didn't invite them here, at least I didn't. The government may have. And they're chanting death to America on American soil, and nothing's being done. And they still don't want to shut down the borders. While at the same time, it's being reported that we're having terrorist attack happening. And then, and the cities that they're happening in are mostly being controlled by non-qualified people. They don't know how to do it. Well, I don't know why white people think that black people can run a city or a state when they can't even run their own hood. Tell me something good that the blacks have done. I'll wait. And it made the country better. I'll wait. I'm waiting. I keep waiting. Waiting for the Lord to come. I keep on waiting. Tell me something that the blacks have done to make America better or even made it good or made it better or improved upon it that you think they can run a state, a city, a town, or a country. Tell me something. You put these people in charge of. Thank you. I'm waiting. I keep waiting, waiting for the world to change. Keep on waiting. It's not going to change. Hello, it's only going to get worse. If you doubt me, look at Africa. The white people gave Africa over to the white, to the black, and look what happened. It didn't get better. It got worse. And it is worse. And it's getting worse. Same thing in America. Don't we supposed to learn from our mistakes or learn from other people's mistakes? Well, the whites are not learning in the USA. New York Post is reporting that hundreds of anti-Israel protesters gathered in Times Square on New Year's Day, waving Palestinian flags and calling for Intifada. Intifada? Intifada revolution. I don't know what Intifada means, but it sure don't sound right. Take your Intifada back to your country. No Intifada here. On the same day, a terrorist came out. I mean, on the same day, a terrorist carried out a deadly car attack in New Orleans. Watch this from X. They want a fighter. Is a fighter. Is a fighter. A fighter. A fighter is a fighter. In the United States of America. And the borders are wide open. And you think things are going to get better? How can they? They're chanting that stuff in the United States of America. That's not in a foreign country. I know it looked like a foreign country, but it's not. I would recommend that you overcome fear by working on yourself. You as an individual, man or woman, you got to work on you to overcome fear if you want to be able to live on this earth in peace. Because it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. I'm warning you. You got to start living from within. The kingdom of heaven is within, right here, right now. Not over there. What you're doing over there, well, you should be over here. It's right here, right now. And you can have peace in spite of the hell that's happening on this earth. Because human nature is evil. Human beings are evil. They have no love. They're evil. They must be born again. Must return to the Father. And while they're in New York carrying on, there was a Tesla cyber attack in Las Vegas. And according to the report, it exploded in front of Trump Hotel. The Great White Hope Hotel, of all the hotels to explode. You don't want to explode into the most beautiful hotel in town. What the? This is from Fox News. A Tesla cyber attack exploded nearly. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. A Tesla cyber truck exploded near 20 seconds, nearly 20 seconds after pulling up to the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas on Wednesday morning. The truck, Bourbon Street suspect drove. Actually, somebody, this is worse than I could have written it. Let me figure it out. Okay, the truck, it says here, Marita is here. The truck, the Bourbon Street suspect drove, was rented from the car rental company Turo, as was the Cybertruck that burst into flame in Las Vegas. Watch this from CBS.
Now, Las Vegas officials are investigating another possible terrorist attack after Tesla's Cybertruck exploded outside the Trump International Hotel. Surveillance video captured the moment it happened. The sheriff's office says the rental car arrived in Las Vegas around 7:30 this morning. The driver went up and down Las Vegas Boulevard before they pulled into Trump Towers. It sat there less than 20 seconds before exploding. Now, that driver died and seven others were hurt. Police found firework mortars and camp fuel canisters stuffed inside. The Las Vegas sheriff's office says they learned the truck was rented in Colorado using Turo, the same rideshare app used to rent the pickup truck involved in the Bourbon Street attack. It's not clear at this hour whether these incidents are related just yet.
Amazing, huh? That Tesla truck is tough, though, because it was the type of material it's made from. They explode, didn't even blow out the hotel door windows or anything because it was contained in the truck, which is abnormal. How can it get better, folks? Our borders are wide open. People are coming in from around the world, not checked, not verified, nothing, just walking in, invited by our government. The people that hate us are coming in. How can it get better? I want to know. How can it get better? It's not. Our country, my country, is quickly becoming a third world country. And you vote for a government that is against you and not for you. you vote for them just because you're a Democrat or just because they're a Democrat or even a right-o Republican. Republican right-os are no different. They are just like the Democrats. They're not your friend. I want to go to first-time caller Joey out of California. Joey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, I heard you online saying Jesus is not God, and it made me ask a friend of mine about that, and that's always confused me, and I'm just unsure if he's God. He told me to read the Bible. I've been going to church, and I remember the part where Jesus goes in the woods or somewhere, the desert, I think, for 40 days, and he prays to God. So, I mean, I don't know. My buddy, he didn't really answer me. He told me, what do I think, and to read the Bible. But I know he thinks Jesus is God, and I'm inclined to think that as well. So I was just wondering what your thoughts are.
And why are you, and stay close to your phone, why are you inclined to think that he is God?
Ever since I was little, that's who my mom prayed to Jesus, my grandmother. Just something that I never questioned.
But now that you're an adult, why haven't you questioned it?
Well, now I am. I am questioning now. That's what I'm calling.
And when you have you read any portion in the Bible?
I have. I've read the New Testament.
And in the Bible, does he say, my father sent me, or did he say he came on his own?
I'm not sure.
In the Bible, does he say, my father and I are one?
I thought he did, but I know that he refers to him as his father, the father.
So if he has a father, that means that he has to be the son, right?
Right.
And if he's the son, how can he be the father?
I agree.
And so why would you think that he's God?
I've just been told about the Trinity. I never questioned it until recently, and I've been praying for answers, but we always pray in Jesus' name. That's how we pray. I don't know. I was wondering what do you pray to then? You pray to Jesus?
You pray to the Father. The Father sent the Son, and so if you believe the message that the Son brought you from the Father, you believe in the Father when you believe the Son by believing the message. And the message is, you are free. You've been bought, paid and bought for. The kingdom of heaven is within. Be of love and not of hate, and you'll be fine. That's the message, and that we all must return to the Father. Return back to the Father, and you do that by working on yourself and forgiving so that he can take over. Admitting that you're wrong for having anger. Anger is hatred. And anger separates you from the Father. And there's nothing in the Bible about Trinity. No such teaching as Trinity. That's made up too.
Okay.
And when Jesus went off to pray, he said, I'm going to pray to the Father. I'll be back. If he was going to pray to himself, why would he say, I'm going to pray to the Father?
Yeah, my buddy, he tells me it's all, like, well, when I go to the church, they talk about, they're the same, like, but they're different.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that makes no sense to me at all. But.
Well, then I'm glad that it made no sense, so leave it at make no sense, and don't get in your head about it, and it will be revealed to you, and once you see it for yourself, no one can ever make you doubt it again.
Okay.
So right. Have you forgiven your mother?
No, definitely not.
And why not?
I just have hatred.
So why
not? I have hatred. That's a big issue. That's a huge issue that I have to get over.
You're doing the right thing by admitting that you have it, but how will you get over if you don't go and forgive her?
I would like to. I was thinking about they're offering baptisms on my work, and I wasn't sure exactly what that meant. But I think it means being born again and making a declaration that you're going to live your life is like in a Christian way.
That doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No.
Okay.
You're not going to find one person who's gone through that and their life is working. That doesn't work. The only thing that's going to work for you is to admit that you're angry, which is evil. And when you can admit that, go and forgive your mother and your father, and God will forgive you, and he will take the spirit of anger away from you and draw you into the kingdom, and you will have an amazing life. But you got to face your mother. Why have you done that?
Because I said I hate her.
I know, but that's why you got to face her.
Yeah, I know. It's not worth it to hate somebody that much, but when I try to forgive her, it's craziness. It's just nothing but crazy.
Have you ever gone to her to apologize for resenting her? Admitting that you're wrong for resenting her. Doesn't mean it right for what she's done, but you're separated from God by hating her.
I tend to think you're right on that one. So
because how will God forgive you if you don't go and forgive her?
I agree. I don't know.
That's
probably the biggest one. It's a question. How is he going to?
Yeah.
I don't know. And that's my biggest issue right there. My biggest one. And I know you always talk about that, but that for me is probably the biggest hurdle I have to get over.
So, why do you resent her so much?
She gave me away when I was a kid and then came back in, and she's a drug addict. And she's still crazy. She lies all the time. I don't know.
How old are you?
Madness. I'm 46.
And why don't you just stop hating?
I would like to. Tell me how.
Why don't you stop?
I've tried.
And do you want to hate?
No.
You don't?
I do not.
Right. And your mother has the same problem. Her mother did it to her.
I don't know.
Her mother did it to her. That's why she wasn't able to take care of you, because she's filled with hatred, and she passed that on to you. She had no love to give you. What are you working or something?
Yeah, sorry, I am working.
Oh, okay, I won't hold you, but let me tell you, your mother could not help herself, and just as you can't help yourself, she could not help herself. And when you realize you can't help yourself, it will cause you to realize she couldn't help herself, and you would go and apologize for resenting her. That doesn't mean you got to hang out with her. You don't have to take care of her. But for you to go free, you must forgive her so that God can forgive you.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try that. I really am. So I'm going to do it and see what happens.
It's shaking in your boots. You got to do it if you want to be free. And if she apologizes, fine. If she doesn't, fine. And she admits you're wrong, fine. If she doesn't, it doesn't matter her reaction. It's you working on you, because God said that before you can enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive, and I will forgive you. Don't ask your mother to forgive you. You forgive her. I'm sorry for resenting you, and God will forgive you, and you'll be fine.
I'll do it. I'll see what happens. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Amazing. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Man, good morning, Jesse, man. Happy New Year to my family. And I hope y'all had a Merry Christmas. It went by so fast. But anyway, man, happy 2025, man. Be a prosperous, healthy New Year for us all this year.
Thank you, Rick. Happy New Year to you from everybody. I wish you well this year as well.
Hey. Oh, thank you. Oh, absolutely, just I received that, my brother. Love y'all guys, and thanks, man. Man, you know, Jesse, I work on a military base, and I'm going to tell you, man, I have never seen so many Africans in our Navy. My thing is, I'm getting to the point that if people ain't naturally born in this country, they shouldn't join our military.
I agree.
I don't know if that's hard-hearted.
No, I agree.
And I'm like,
you're right about that.
Oh, you know, I mean,
they should not be a part of our military, and they should not be a part of our government.
Absolutely. What other countries don't allow foreigners to come in their military? I haven't seen it, and I don't know if they even do it or not. But we embrace that. We have Middle Easterns coming in, Africans, Cubans. We have all these people joining our military, and they're not even naturally born in this country.
Man,
I have an issue with that, you know, and down in New Orleans, you know, everybody's complaining now, oh, y'all racist,
y'all don't like DEIs. New Orleans is a mess, man. The mayor is corrupt down there. I mean,
I don't know.
It's a mess in New Orleans.
New Orleans is never going to get better. Look who's running New Orleans. They have DEI people running New Orleans. It cannot get better. It's impossible. It's as though somebody set it up by putting those people, the mayor, the police woman, and the governor woman. And this one. And I'm like, the police woman looked like an old white woman, like grandma.
But I saw when you said that, I had to laugh at that one because she was old. To me, a police chief should be fit. And, like, he should be the good example of being a law enforcement officer.
Right. It should not be a man. Like, it should not be a woman. It should be a man, not an old white grandmama.
Yeah. And guess what, Jesse? It looked like she got one foot in the coffin and the other foot on the banana peel about to slip in the coffin completely.
I couldn't believe that when they had that press conference in New Orleans, I'm like, oh, my God, we're in trouble. We are in trouble. How did that happen to New Orleans? They got a stupid black female as mayor of the city, or a stupid black woman as a so-called FBI. I mean, I'm like, what happened?
You know, what is up with all these body piercing, man? I mean, it seemed like they just using black women to, if like I was saying, too, with the Supreme Court judge, Just as you say, Jess, they use blacks for destruction. I knew the first thing they put up was abortion. She voted for that. Then, to my understanding, I think she also voted
for
kids to be able to tell their parents.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, to the Supreme Court judge. You know, Biden nominated the black Supreme Court judge.
Oh, you went to that.
Yeah.
But now, that woman, she's a DEI too. She's not even qualified.
Right. They're using these women for destruction. They really are. To push godless programs such as transgender, same-sex marriage, pushing all that, and they're using most of the black women that are DEI.
They're definitely.
What do DEI stand for anyway?
Dumb, so-called. Dumb.
I hear it, but I forget. I don't know it offhand.
It stands for evil.
You a bitch.
Whoa, man.
But,
it stands for evil. It stands for unqualified, not ready people to function. But it's supposed to be diversity, equity, and inclusion. Which means unqualified, non-qualified people.
Jesse, man, I guess I get mad at you, man. You talk about so many good topics, man, that I can't comment on. I don't have the time. I even wanted to comment on you was talking to that guy, Brandon, about blended families. Man, he's definitely walking to a hellhole, man. A woman older than he is, 6 years older than he is. Three kids, man.
Had been married before.
He may want some kids. That woman may say, these three is your kids.
I don't know how anyone say that's from God. What the? Amazing.
She must be a good-looking woman, and he must be under lust.
No, but it's not wrong.
That's the only thing I can think
of. Hopefully he'll walk away.
I'm with you on that.
Hopefully he'll walk away from that situation before too late.
They don't realize when you have, like, get into a blended family, and let's say, like, if Brandon got a kid on the outside, those three kids going to take resources from his kid.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have any. But, Rick, I got to take a break. Thank you, man.
Jeff. Hey, love you guys. Be blessed, man.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right, now. Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. and the woman's going to have to say. You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. We're going to get to your calls and super chats. Welcome back. Happy New Year. Thank you all for everything, all the well wishes and the cards and the donations and the goodies you sent us and everything. We all are grateful. Everybody's back to work now, and we're starting out with the work on yourself. Stay present so you can be free. You got to drop the anger. Don't let anyone tell you that anger is good. It is not. They're lying to you. Anyone that tell you that anger is good is your enemy. And they'll tell you Jesus was angry. That's your enemy. That's not your friend. Run away from that person. Anyone that has anger is a murderer. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. And Joel Friday TV, he back and he black. Black as ever. He got some hair on his head, too. You're going to see that. He got hair. What the? Joel Friday TV. And then at 12 noon today, starting today, instead of 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon today. Check him out. And we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv tomorrow, the Lord is willing and the creeds all right. I had an interesting conversation with Amy Baldwin and April Lampert. They are sex educators and co-hosts of the Shameless Sex Podcast. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What does shameless mean itself? Concerning sex.
Your boobs are small. Oh, you haven't had your period yet. Oh, you have a small...
Shame actually can be a teacher. So instead, it's us, you know, inspiring people to discover those things within themselves.
And Amy, what is love?
For me, it's about feeling safe, very relaxed in my body, very connected.
Mamma mia, do you guys prefer beta males or alpha males?
Jess, you're talking to us. What do you think we'd prefer?
The FallenState.tv tomorrow, Friday. Amazing. So check it out. And last but not least, I will do the cameos for you. Shout outs, right? Personal shout outs. Happy New Year shout outs now. Birthday shout outs. Encouragement. Wedding. Congratulations. Whatever the shout out is, go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. That's CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And did you hear, according to NBC News, NBC New York, a man is recovering on New Year's Eve after being violently pushed onto the subway track in front of a upcoming train in Chelsea, New York. According to the report, the guy was pushed on the subway track. Like, what the? The NYPD said Tuesday evening it has a 23-year-old person of interest in custody who has multiple prior arrests for assault and harassment. Watch this from ABC 7 New York.
Yo, Mike, that suspect was caught just an hour after this violent incident. 23-year-old Kamel Hawkins is waking up behind bars. That's as police say that he was the person on this final day of the year that had shoved this 45-year-old man onto the tracks as a one train was making its way into the station. I want you all to take a look at your screen right now. We caught a glimpse of Hawkins as he was walked by police, his hands behind his back, just an hour again after this victim was shoved onto the tracks here at the 7th Avenue Chelsea subway station. Now, while everyone was preparing for year-end of getting together, this was another chilling attack that had unfolded underground. Now, the violent incident caught on camera, and this was obtained by Eyewitness News, that shows a man standing close to the edge of the platform behind of a couple of fare evaders. He's approached and then shoved in front of that train. Now, first responders would go between the stopped subway cars to get that 45-year-old victim to safety. And yesterday, Mayor Adams took a look at lower crime on the subway for the year and declined since 2009. But he admits the perception doesn't quite meet the reality. Let's take a listen.
If, you know, someone is shoved to the subway system on the tracks, you know, people are seeing and feeling what they're reading. So our success is overshadowed.
Right. You can't believe the government about anything. That's why you got to start watching out and taking care of yourself. You are responsible for you. What a mess, huh? It reminds me of that incident where this white guy, what was his name? He chokehold this black guy.
Daniel Penny.
Daniel Penny was trying to help out on the train with some black guy, according to the story, going nuts. And then he got in trouble. You can't help people. People love their misery. So it's supposed to be safe now on the train in New York. You believe that? I have an island for you in the desert somewhere. Tony is out of California. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Happy New Year, Tony.
Yeah, what's going on, Justin?
All is well, Tony.
All right, how you doing? I just got some comments I heard you make about the New Orleans attack and about what it got to do with our mayor. Our mayor ain't got nothing to do with what happened in New Orleans. I think stuff happens for a reason.
And it does, Tony. She's a black female.
Hold on, wait. Let me get everything out before you comment. I believe that giving everybody a chance. I believe in a code of it takes one to know one. That means you got to give everybody a chance, no matter what race, no color, or whatever, but everything. Now, this person then came in from Texas attempting to carry out a plot, and nobody knew where it was coming from. All of a sudden, it happened 3 a.m. All right? So, my question to you is, how you going to put that on the mayor?
Well, because according to the report, there's like these roadblocks that you're supposed to be putting up there to prevent anyone from getting into that. Those things were not ready.
Let me finish.
And women were not created to lead. They were created to follow. And when you put a woman in charge, you're going to get an emotional person that has no idea what they're doing, because everything is based on what they think and what they feel, and their thoughts and their feelings are always wrong. And black people are not qualified or ready to run a state, a country, or a city, or anything. They can't even run their own neighborhoods.
Hold up. Okay, but look, what you just said right there, it ain't got nothing to do with being a woman. It ain't got nothing to do with a race. It ain't got nothing to do with being a race or being a woman.
Okay, let me ask you. Tell me one thing that the blacks have done. Tony,
you can't forget. ever since we were born as babies. Who was the first person to help take care of you as babies?
What?
Okay, when you was a baby, who was the person that took care of you?
My mama.
All right. So now you come to this day. Hold up. You come to this day now. Now you're putting down women that your mama did a hell of a job taking care of you. Now you won't put down a woman. How but you can do that?
She's supposed to be at home taking care of the babies. That's her job. That's what she was created to do,
that's,
Tony.
That's not true. That's not true.
Why do you say were women created to lead or to follow?
Both.
Were women created? No. No. Were women created?
A man gotta do both.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
Both.
Tony, let me ask you this. That's not true, but let me ask. Tell me one thing. Tell me one thing.
That's not true. Did you even read? I don't believe you did. I don't believe you did.
Tony. Tell me one thing.
Hold on, wait. So let's go back to my point now.
What?
Let's go back to my point, though. If one woman was in the league, who led you from when you came out of the womb until you graduated high school? Who led you then?
Well, my mother and grandmother raised me, took me, carried me. But my daddy,
my mama and your grandmother,
my daddy, my daddy. Hey, hold on.
That's a woman.
Hold on. But my daddy and my granddaddy taught me how to be responsible.
And a woman had a part in that, too.
But, Ryan, where are you getting those things from?
That's what I know. That's a fact.
Ryan. How is that a fact?
It is a fact.
How is that a fact, Ryan?
Where you write that at then? That a man supposed to be a woman.
Ryan.
Where you write that at?
Ryan, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Ryan, where are you getting that from? When do you believe God when he said God in Christ? Christ over man, man over woman. Do you believe God?
I never read that.
So have you ever read the Bible?
I never read that out the Bible.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm here.
One quick question.
What part of the Bible is that from?
No, worry about it. You never read it.
Where is that from?
Let me ask you a quick question because of time.
Hold on, wait. Ask you a question now.
Ryan.
Where did you get that in the Bible?
Ryan.
Where is that? So, what chapter is it in?
So let me ask you this. Right. Let me ask you this. Tell me one thing that the blacks have done to make America better.
Tell me one thing that the whites have done to make America better.
Go to the moon, create amazing cities and towns and create jobs. So, Tony. I mean, not Tony, but Ryan, tell me one thing the blacks have done to make America better, and you think this woman, that those people in New Orleans can make New Orleans better. Tell me one thing.
How we get on the color thing now?
Because you call about that black mayor of New Orleans.
How we get on the color thing?
Ryan.
We're talking about people in general, are we?
Ryan.
So how we get on the black or white thing?
Ryan.
I'm not even on that level right now. I'm talking about people in general.
So let me ask.
Let's talk about people in general.
Ryan.
Because I can tell you this, though. Ain't nobody could be a bigger fuck up. Could be a bigger mess up. I'm sorry to curse. I'm sorry about that. Ain't nobody could mess up, make things better than you.
Ryan.
What you call a great white hope.
The great white hope. Ryan, let me ask. So your name Tony or is it Ryan or Tony Ryan?
Tony Ryan.
Excuse me, y'all.
So let me ask you this.
I can't say no more. I gotta run now. Call me again, buddy. I'm looking at the clock now. You messing around? What? Let me go to. Is it Matus out of Los Angeles? Matus, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Matus.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You know that thing about staying present and being alone? you know, I was thinking, you know, I was at fellowship with you the other day, and I was thinking, you know how hard it is for people to be alone in their own hell? You know, in jail, in prison, you can get in solitary confinement, and everybody is so scared of solitary confinement that they'd rather be with the cells where people are trying to hurt you, kill you, eat you up, where the riots happen. You could be alone in the safest place in prison, and people would rather be with people they don't even get along with. That's, and I started thinking, man, it is, man, that's got to be one of the, it's scary to be in your own thoughts.
That's a very, that's a very, very good point. And the point that he's making, folks, is that when you go to jail, sometimes they have to put you in solitary confinement, and the average person cannot handle that. They'd rather be out in the big open with the crowd and put their lives at risk rather than be safe in solitary. And that's because they can't, the ego cannot stand being still, cannot stand being quiet, and it cannot stand being alone because it will have to leave you. That's a very good point, man.
And one more thing, Jesse, we could just start call the new babies ABCs, American Beta Children.
Beta baby.
I love you, Jesse. Happy New Year, guys.
You too, buddy.
Happy
Thank New Year, you, Jesse. But very good point, man. Amazing. There, the last thing the ego can handle is you being still. It can't handle that. That's why people won't do the silent prayer. That's why they won't stay present, because the ego cannot handle it. Satan can't handle that. He'd rather for you to be crying and moaning and all that crap. Let me go to Cornelius out of Indiana. Cornelius, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
Good, good. So I want to do, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. Bible Thumper! So
Bible Thumper Thursday!
I want to ask you a quick question. I got to run.
Okay.
Do people refer to Jesus as the Lord?
Some people do, yes.
Okay, so I want you to have Hake read this online. It's Numbers 15, verses 38 through 41.
And what is it saying? Without, you don't have to read the whole thing, but in essence, it's saying what?
That the Lord is our God.
And your point is what?
That Jesus is God. He's the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Lord our God, Jesus is God.
But then other,
just have them read it. But have them read Numbers 15.
You have
Numbers 15, 38 through 41.
Hold on.
It's a little too long to read, but it's talking about I am the Lord your God, and that's all caps Lord. That's different from Jesus is Lord with capital L and lowercase ORD. Different word.
Jesus is Lord. He is our God.
But he's not all caps
knee,
Lord.
Every knee will bow. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess.
So is he all caps Lord?
Yes, sir.
And so why did Jesus call himself God?
Because he wanted to set an example to us, to show us what to do.
And so and that's why he kept saying, my Father sent me, my Father and I are one. I'm going right. back to my saying, Father. And when he went off to pray, he was going to pray to his Father. He was making sure everybody knew he was the Son because he wanted them to believe he was their Lord.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, read it. Read
Why
it.
Would Jesus...
I got to run, man. Thank you.
All right,
I
buddy.
I got to run, Jess.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
Why would Jesus want to deceive someone like that? What the? Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Celestial Lord, speaking of Lord, with a very generous Rumble rant, biblical question answer.
Do you have character? What is it?
No. Character is an illusion of the judgment you believe from Satan in you and in others judging you.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise. Thank you.
Marcus bought a coffee. Thank you, Bond. 2025 is going to be amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Marcus. I wish you well. Happy New Year.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I don't know if you knew. Cecil Murray had passed away last year. He did. And is it true that he once passed out condoms in his church when he was alive?
Who was that?
The Reverend Cecil Murray of that one
oh,
church.
Oh, yeah, that black preacher. Amazing.
I think that's true, right? I thought I heard you say that, something like that.
It looked like, I can't remember. That had been too long ago. What the? But I didn't know he was still living, to be honest. Thank you, though, Mike. I wasn't aware that he had expired, or maybe I thought he had already expired. I don't know what I thought about that man no more. But may his soul rest in peace if he has expired.
Yeah.
Thank you.
April 5th, 2024, died at age 94.
Wow. Oh, Joe, what's his name died? Expired.
That's right. The old president. The old worst president.
What's his name?
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Carter expired.
At 101, something like that?
100.
At 100. Yeah, that's right.
He was older than dirt.
Rest in peace to Jimmy Carter.
May his soul rest in peace. Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone with three coffees, thanks for the advice earlier, Jesse. One quick mention/doubt. Is being a stepfather the wrong path? Wasn't Joseph, Jesus Christ's stepfather or earthly father, instructed by God or God's angel to still commit to marriage with Mary, even though she was with a child that was not his? Is this that bad? He was a beta? Do you really believe I am on the wrong path? Sorry, I didn't mean. Well, I totally meant to read it like that.
But I don't.
But
know
thank what, you for your three coffees.
I don't know what Jesus went through had to do with your life. That doesn't even make sense. But thank you, amazing.
No disrespect, someone.
Yeah, thank you.
Someone about three other coffees, saying the same thing. Maybe a double purchase. Thank you.
Thank you,
Matthew on YouTube bought a coffee. Happy New Year, Jesse. God bless you, sir. Did you eat some black-eyed peas and cabbage yesterday for luck and money this New Year's?
I did not.
I learned about it when I moved here to Louisiana. It's been my tradition since.
Yeah, I know that it's a tradition in some family, especially black family, that you have black-eyed peas and stuff like that on New Year's Day, but I didn't go for dinner with anyone, so I didn't have any. Thank you, though. Amazing. And I wish you well this year.
Five coffees from Courtney. Jesse, you are a treasure and a wonder to witness. Happy New Year to you and your crew.
You're a friend and a confidant. Thank you very much. I wish you well as well. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, Wolf 336, Kid Combo 1, and the rest of the supporters over there. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. I appreciate it. Thank you for the support. Let me go quickly to Michael, our first time call out of New Orleans. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy New Year. How are you?
All is well, Michael. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, I got a question. My wife is terrible at cooking, and she can't cook worth a darn. If I'm doing the cooking in my house, does that make me a beta?
Beta!
How can I make her a better cook?
And why did you marry a woman that couldn't cook?
Oh, she can do more than cook. I'll tell you what.
What do you mean?
Oh, can I say that on the air?
No. It's all right. And so your question about it is, does that make you a beta that you... Are you doing all the cooking, or is she just...
Oh, yeah. I'm doing all the cooking. She can't do nothing.
Does she have a job?
Of course she's got a job.
Do you have kids with her?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Well, you're fine. If she can't cook and you don't have kids and she's going to work, that's fine. Absolutely.
All right. Let's hope the Great White Hope does better this time than he does last time, Jesse.
All right, man. Let's see what happens. You're almost there. We got to see what happens. I appreciate it, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, buddy. Amazing. I am so out of... I can't believe this time is up already. Happy New Year, folks. Get on that straight and narrow path. If you want to, and stay there, really, you won't regret it. Forgive your mothers this year, right now, and your fathers. Go and forgive them. You got to face them shaking in your boots, and you will never have to shake again. When you forgive, you will be forgiven. All human beings' hearts are evil, and things are not going to get better in America because the hearts are not going to change. It will for a few, men and women who are working on themselves. All right. I wish you well this year. We'll see what's up for this year. The Hake Report is coming up now from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And after Joel Friday, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. And tonight at 7 p.m., the Men's Forum, So get on that straight and narrow. Stay there no matter what. No matter what you have to lose. In order to have a life, you got to lose a life. Meaning, you got to lose the ego life. All right? I wish you well. We're going to do our best to give you the best. And thank you for your support and everything, all right? Callers, I am so out of time. Tomorrow is Open Lines Friday already. And I'll see you tonight at the men's meeting. Men and ladies, yours is the third Thursday night of the month. So get ready, all right? Amazing. Happy New Year. I wish you well. Take care now. Bye.
I had to get on the track one time. Joel Friday here. Look, stand up. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
Heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out RebuildingTheMan.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have TheFallenState.tv. Ring the bell. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.